Hello, I'm Al Gonzalez, the former Attorney General of the United States and currently the Dean at Belmont University College of Law. I think it's going to require a lot of education and communication, mutual understanding about the differences that all of us have as a people. And I think that it's going to require leadership, quite frankly, strong leadership. It's going to require tolerance by people. I'm very optimistic. I'm an optimistic person by heart. And I think that we can certainly make progress. I can't tell you that one day we'll have complete peace in this world, but I can tell you that I think we can make good progress. But it's going to require cultural diplomacy. It's going to require greater education and going to require a great deal of tolerance, quite honestly. And I think it's a mistake to expect progress to be made solely through our government officials and government leaders. I think it's going to require the leadership in the churches of different religions, quite honestly. It's going to require private citizens like you and I, quite honestly. That's the only way we're going to be able to make progress in this area. Absolutely. I think there's been significant progress made in the country of Turkey. Turkey was looked upon as a great ally during the Bush administration, and we very much appreciate the assistance that we received from Turkey, and certainly Turkey could be a leader in this effort to promote greater understanding. Right. Well, we do have our moments, yes, America is a great country, and I'm very proud of this country, but there are great countries all around this world, great people, and we need to energize these great people to do some great good for all the citizens of this earth. Let's keep hope alive, right? That's the famous saying, at least here in this country. I think so long as we have hope, there's an opportunity for change and opportunity for peace.
I agree with it that, as we talked about earlier, I think soft power is a much preferable way to go. It's like in the drug war, we think about it. I think prevention and education is much preferable than incarceration after the fact, after someone commits a drug crime. I'd rather educate them first, prevent it from happening first. And so I think the soft power is much more important. But I also believe that despite what you may say or do to try to educate people, there are going to be those who are going to, for whatever reason, are going to be motivated to do violence. And I think we're in a much better position if we, in addition to the soft power, we have the potential to say, you know, listen, don't mess with us. I really do. I'm not suggesting that I'm not advocating the use of force. I hope we never have to use force. But hopefully, just the threat of being a powerful nation is going to discourage people from doing something that they shouldn't do. So I don't want to see another. I don't want to see any more war. I mean, I don't want to see anybody hurt. So that's why I agreed to come participate, because I think this is a very important effort. I really do. I've seen the ugliness of war. I've seen the evil that man is capable of inflicting on fellow man. I'm sick of it. I want it to stop. I do think that requires both education, soft power. Carry a big stick. Don't mess with us. That's what I think.